Welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Tuesday, the 25th of November, 2008, and the title of this podcast is Keep Fit Even When It's Cold. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Keep Fit Even When It's Cold. Beginners. Winter is just about here in Wenatchee. The air is cold. We have heavy frost most mornings. Thankfully, the days are still quite sunny, even though they are short. What do children do in the afternoons, after school, to keep fit? Even after a long day at school, they still need to exercise. Swimming is a great sport. When it is too cold outside, children can swim comfortably in a warm swimming pool. Two of my boys take lessons. Their coaches teach them to swim well, moving their arms and legs properly to be effective swimmers. When they started lessons, they splashed around a lot. Now, after a few weeks, they move smoothly and quickly through the water. A bit of coaching can make a big difference. Another thing that has increased is their appetite. After their swimming lessons, they are starving and usually ask for a big juicy hamburger or some tacos. Advanced. As the cold, dark season of winter approaches, it is very tempting to stay at home where it is warm and cozy. The trouble is, we all need exercise. This time of year is also when, traditionally, we make more comfort foods, which tend to be heavy and rich. It is not a bad thing in itself. Most people crave these things in the winter, as if we were bears fattening ourselves up in preparation for a long sleep. But we don't hibernate. We are certainly conscious and active through the winter. It is important, therefore, to stay fit and healthy by exercising. It is good for our moods as well. Swimming is a great sport. It is one of those activities that you can enjoy at any age. After a bit of training, you can improve your stroke, breathing, and speed. It is a wonderful way for children to release pent-up aggression. I think that there is a sort of primordial comfort in warm water as well, maybe a memory of the womb. I'm sure this winter I will be found leaping in and having fun. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message, feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Goodbye for now.